Non-Bank Financial Institutions Regulatory Authority, NBFIRA, contributes to the financial stability of the local economy by regulating and supervising the non-bank financial institution sector, which comprises of the following industries: capital markets, insurance, medical aid, lending activities, retirement fund industries, as well as virtual asset service providers. NBFIRA fosters, amongst others, the safety and soundness of regulated entities, the reduction and deterrence of financial crime, as well as consumer protection. Join me now, Kessel, on The Business Crawl, the show that unpacks business, policy, investment opportunities, and trade on Gaps FM at 1330 hours to 1400 hours Central Africa time, powered by the Non-Bank Financial Institutions Regulatory Authority, NBFIRA.
Yes, yet another exciting edition of The Business Crawl. Now, Tlaselo's on the line with our guest. Welcome back, partner.
Partner, it's a very beautiful Tuesday, and let me take this time to welcome all our listeners on this very, very exciting episode as we take off the public education initiative powered by the non-bank regulatory authority, NBFIRA. And we will be rolling like this from today until the next 3 months. Take note that it will be Tuesdays fortnightly. Partner, let's just invite everybody to be a part of this conversation as you SMS 14962. I am co-hosting with Donna Mack, who's in studio, will be taking in the SMSs. As I said, partner, you know, we're quite excited about this rollout by NBFIRA, which is an undertaking which is actually focused towards public education to achieve, you know, the following objectives, which is to educate the public on NBFIRA's mandate, financial education, industry regulatory and supervisory development. So it is very, very important that Tuesdays fortnightly you really tune into this public education initiative powered by NBFIRA. I'm quite excited today that we are joined by Mayor Buan Tebele, who's the head of communications and international affairs, and Mayor Tepiso Letsolo, who's the communications executive from NBFIRA. Take note that today's discussion will unpack NBFIRA's mandate. We will provide clarity on the role and objective of the authority as per the regulatory framework, which means, you know, the relevant laws to that and its role in consumer protection. We will also unpack the size and scope of the NBFI sector to provide context with regards to the size and scope of the NBI sector in relation to the local financial services sector, and to explain the regulatory and supervisory approach, which is highlighting some of the functions the authority undertakes within the boundaries of its mandate. And that is what our guests will be focusing on today. So our conversation will be contextualized in that very manner. Let me take this time to welcome Meman Tebele to the show as she, make an opening remarks for our conversation, so that we progress as I've already said, within the context that I've already said. Mema Boa.
Good afternoon, Nell, and good afternoon to the listeners of Gabs FM and The Business Call. It's a pleasure to be with you this afternoon, and we are looking forward to our discussions this afternoon, Nell. I'd like to also introduce my colleague, Tepiso Letsolo, whom you've also mentioned. So, absolutely, you've got hit the nail on the head in terms of what we are to discuss and unpack today, and hopefully demystify the authority and what it is that we do, and bring some clarity to the value that we actually bring to citizens and members of the public out there who access our services and products, and just make our value proposition as NBFIRA quite clear, and how we and our role in consumer protection, education, and so forth.
Right.
Nice. Maybe Mayor Letsolo can also take us through the NBFIRA functions and the mandate. What is the mandate for NBFIRA, Tsepi?
Thank you for that, Dola Mac. I'd like to greet all listeners. As the Non-Bank Financial Institutions Regulatory Authority, better known as NBFIRA, we are a parastatal mandated to effectively and efficiently regulate and supervise the non-bank financial institutions. which we can term as NBFIs. Ka Setswana ke kare ke dikompone tsotlhe tse di gwebang ka madi mme e se dibanka hence Gauteng non-bank. All this is done in accordance with international best practice for the purpose of contributing towards the stability of the local financial system. Go ka tlaleletsa ke kare the authorities mandated through the NBFIRA Act of 2016. This is to create the stable regulatory environment that fosters safety and soundness of the regulated entities. With regards to a mandate also, this includes promoting fairness, efficiency, and orderliness of the regulated sector, as well as reducing and deterring financial crime. As NBFIRA, we have several functions that we operate with, which I'll mention just a few, being regulation, supervision, enforcement, and consumer education. I guess we will proceed and discuss it further during the show.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right. If you just tuned in, you are on the business call, and gompieno re bua le ba non-bank financial institutions regulatory authority. Ba re tlhalosetsa gore tata kona kono ya tiro a bone ke eng. Re tla ba re tsena mo dikarolong tse three gore mandate wa bone ke eng, the sectors tse e leng gore ba itebagane le tsone ke eng, le the regulatory and supervisory approach. Re tla ba re lebagane le tsone tse tharo tse, mme gone ga o na le dipotso o ka di romela ko 14962. Take note that this show is powered by the Non-Bank Financial Institutions Regulatory Authority. If you just tuned in, you are on the business call exclusive to the Iconic, and we're with the Head of Communications and International Affairs from NBFIRA, Mayor Boa Ntebele, and Metsepiselo Communications Executive from NBFIRA. Rizal Lahalalo until the top of the hour at 1400 hours. Speaking of the NBFI, Mayor Ntebele, the NBFI sector, which industries do you regulate and its size?
Thank you, Nell. We regulate a number of industries. I'll just mention them. We regulate the capital markets industry. And the capital markets industry consists of your securities businesses, investment institutions, and all, you know, asset managers, securities brokers. So industry players that participate in this particular capital markets industry. So there are those and several others.
Right.
And also, pardon?
Right. I'm saying yes, yes. I'm agreeing with you. Yes.
Thank you. We also regulate the insurance industry. The insurance industry consists of insurers, short-term insurers, lifetime insurers, general insurance and life insurers. We also have reinsurers within that industry, as well as insurance intermediaries. And these are your corporate agents, insurance brokers, and so forth.
All right.
The insurance industry. We also regulate medical aid funds, and I think those ones are just pretty straightforward. We also regulate retirement funds. So with regard to retirement funds, we have actual retirement funds, and we have fund administrators. So in total, there are about 92 institutions within that retirement funds industry. In addition to that, we also regulate the lending activities industry. And this consists of microlenders, our pawn shops, leasing and financing companies. So as is, the total number of industries or entities that NBFIRA regulates, according to our 2021 annual report, was just over 700. So you can see that that is a significant and very large sector.
Yes,
and
yes.
Most recently, our mandate has been expanded to regulate virtual asset service providers. The virtual assets bill and regulations and licensing requirements were passed and approved and became effective from February this year. Yes.
Right.
So, yes, no. So our sector is very significant. It lies in many different industries, as I've touched on. And now in terms of the total number of assets, the sector has total assets worth about 129 billion. And that equates to about 54% of our local financial services sector. So we do interface with our listeners in various capacities, whether they are accessing insurance or they are planning their retirement plans or whatever personal financial management and investments that they're pursuing, they will be interfacing with our sector.
Right.
Thank you, Nell.
That's very, very interesting. You know, the size is quite large. So I think we're having a very comprehensive appreciation of NBFIRA's mandate and the scope of regulation with regards to, you know, the sectors that you just mentioned. And just moving along, you know, time and again, Maman Tebele, NBFIRA speaks of, you know, regulation and supervision. And I think you and Tepiso have continuously mentioned regulation and supervision as within the content that you have already shared. And I think it would be very important that we explain what it means exactly and how NBFIRA executes it.
Yes, thank you very much for that, Noah. It's a very key question here, and it also helps us manage expectations by clarifying what it is exactly that we do and how we do it.
Yes.
I wish to start off by just providing an understanding of the importance of regulation and supervision. Then I will go into defining what they actually are and the distinction between the two, as there is a distinction.
Yes.
Yes, so just taking it from the top, one of the goals of the authority is to build and sustain the confidence of our local and international stakeholders in the integrity and orderliness of our local NBFI sector. As you can imagine, stakeholder perceptions about confidence are absolutely crucial. Perception is reality, so we are aware that one of the significant outcomes of what we do is to absolutely protect the integrity and confidence that our stakeholders have within about our NBFI sector.
Right.
So in light of that, it means that the existence of the regulator provides assurance to our stakeholders, and these include members of the public who, as I've mentioned before, access in various situations and circumstances products and services from our sector. And we provide the assurance to our stakeholders that licensed entities are indeed held accountable in their operations and that they are indeed required to abide by existing industry laws. And failure to do so will have them face certain repercussions within the context of our regulatory framework, which is essentially the amalgamation of the various laws and regulations with it that we operate by.
Right.
Yes. So that was just to kind of set the context of why this is actually what we do is important.
Yes.
So I will now, now just try to unpack for our listeners at home what regulation actually is. As I've mentioned, we regulate and supervise. So looking at regulation is really the establishment of a set of rules or principles that seek to control the behavior of an entity in order to achieve a desired outcome. And in our particular context, as stated in our mandate, our desired outcome is the financial stability of the NBFI sector.
Right.
So we regulate the operational soundness of these entities in an effort to avoid what we call systemic risk. And systemic risk really is risk at company or industry level that could trigger a significant collapse within the sector. So So our goal for regulating is to avoid systemic risk of entities that may, you know, potentially destabilize the sector as a whole. And should destabilization happen, it will have adverse impact on the consumers and, you know, the economy and so forth. And so we regulate now using what we call the regulatory framework, as I explained earlier, all the regulations, policies, guidelines, directives, and so forth, in order to guide the sector along to ensure that it remains stable and robust.
Right.
So still on the point of regulation now, we have there are two components to regulation. We have what is called prudential regulation. Prudential regulation is really prescriptive in nature and sort of continues from my earlier comments that it's to protect the financial safety and soundness of regulated entities on core aspects of their sustainability. So, for example, these aspects include things such as capital and liquidity requirements. As you're aware, when individuals or entities licensed to operate in our sector, they have to meet certain requirements that are stipulated. And these include capital and liquidity requirements. They also have to adhere to the submission of statutory returns, as these also help the authority monitor their operations to ensure that they are not they are indeed complying. And that they're above water and that they're not putting their customers, exposing them to undue risk.
Right.
Yes. So that is what we call prudential regulation now. The second component of regulation is what we call market conduct regulation. Now, this is a little bit different, as market conduct regulation focuses on consumer protection. So it focuses on things like ensuring the fair treatment of customers, ensuring that customers of regulated entities are aware of their rights to information and so forth, their rights and responsibilities. Market conduct regulation also seeks to prevent abusive business practices. So we have regulation, therefore, has this two-pronged approach.
Right.
Yes. So that's as far as I will go in terms of unpacking what regulation means. And then I will move on to touch on what we now call financial supervision.
Yes.
So supervision really is the monitoring of entities that have already been licensed and are operating in our sector to ensure that they comply to their respective industry laws, standards, regulations, and so forth. And you may, our listeners may be wondering how exactly we supervise. We have a number of ways of supervising, but our overarching supervisory approach is called the risk-based approach. This is an internationally acceptable standard and approach that is used, and it essentially requires the regulator to channel sufficient resources to supervise large entities whose failure could pose systemic risk. We know that in any industry, you have your very significant market players, medium, and so forth. And the idea here is that should a large entity be destabilized, the ramifications on the industry are far more grievous than should a smaller entity be destabilized. So large entities are put under what we call enhanced supervision, which basically means that we keep tabs on them a lot more closely, and they have to fulfill more requirements and more regularly than smaller entities. So that is a supervisory approach that we use now. And we also have a range of tools that we use to supervise. There are quite a number, but I'll just highlight three for the purposes of our listeners here. We conduct inspections of entities. So we have our various departments here at NBFIRA. They will go to entities and actually inspect what they do, how they do it, ensure that they are indeed complying and reporting according to various standards that they're supposed to adhere to and so forth. We issue guidelines. We may find in some instances that entities are not complying, not because they do not wish to comply, but they may not necessarily know how to proceed to comply. So in those sort of instances, we would issue what we call guidelines. An example is that in the recent past, we've issued corporate governance guidelines for insurers and reinsurers, as an example.
Right.
So we issue these guidelines periodically as and when we see the need to assist regulated entities. A third supervisory tool I will just touch on is that we do hold periodic meetings with regulated entities to address any challenges that they may be having in complying to relevant industry laws, and then try to work with them on addressing, you know, capacitating themselves in order to comply with the laws. But this does not at all mean that, you know, entities can fail to comply and not have repercussions. There are absolutely repercussions for non-compliance.
Right.
Yes. And the point of repercussions now brings us to the last point here, which is what we call enforcement action. NBFIRA has the right, according to the NBFIRA Act, to take enforcement action against entities that do not comply with regulated laws. Now, we know that there are a variety of transgressions that can happen. Some may be significant in nature and also in the impacts that they may have on the actual business itself and also on customers, and some are more minor. So we have a range of remedial tools, so to speak, that we can apply to these entities based on the nature. It would be proportional to the nature of their non-compliance.
Yes.
But I also like to just highlight on this point now, Hore, we undertake enforcement to change non-compliant behavior. That's the reason
right.
of the motives, and to deter entities from you know, failing to comply going forward. And ultimately, our enforcement action brings us back around again to the point of protecting consumers. You know, if a company repeatedly fails to comply, then it really needs to take the appropriate action to ensure that it protects that entity's investors, consumers, and various stakeholders. In using a variety of tools that it has. We are permitted to revoke a license of an entity for non-compliance, suspend the license, put an entity under statutory management, for example. So there's a range of tools now that we can use. But all this is done in continuous engagement with the entity so that they understand why we're taking specific enforcement action and so forth. So I'll stop there for now.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yep, it's Gabs FM, Power to Engage Your World. I think let's talk to Tepiso and please.
Hello.
It's Gabs FM, Power to Engage Your World. I think let's talk to Tepiso to please talk to us on NBFIRA's role in consumer education and consumer protection.
Thank you so much, Dolamek.
Thanks,
efficiency. Tepi. As mentioned earlier on, that we promote fairness, efficiency, and orderliness within the NBFI sector. We actually uphold consumer education, with utmost importance. This is by providing sufficient information that empowers consumers of their rights and responsibilities when accessing products and services of these NBFIs. When it comes to consumer protection, the regulatory authority assumes the role of safeguarding consumers and the public at large against unfair practices within the NBFI sector. We are actually not forgetting potential clients for the NBFI sectors. We take consumer protection and consumer education as initiatives that affect the public at large. In NBFIRA, we actually advise that aggrieved NBFI consumers may escalate their complaints to the regulatory authority, that is NBFIRA, after exhausting all entities' complaints procedure channels. Consumer protection is also done through our supervisory role of mediating between the aggrieved customer and the concerned regulated entity. this is actually down to ascertain that the client was treated fairly and in accordance with the relevant industry regulations. I guess that is how we've covered the protection and education of consumers.
Mm-hmm. Wow, well said, Tippy. Now, where can NBFIRA stakeholders get a hold of you for further clarification on discussions that we just had right now and other inquiries?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Hey, Manigere, where can NBFIRA stakeholders get a hold of you for further clarification or clarity on the discussion we just spoke about right now and any other inquiries? Lebonokai.
Okay, thank you so much. Physical address, Rabunamo CBD. There's a third floor exponential building. This is opposite Mars Hotel. Our telephone lines are 310-2595 or 368-6100. The stakeholders may also contact us via email. The email address is info@ndfira.org.bw. We also urge the public to visit our social media pages. We have the Facebook page, the Instagram, and also we also have the website, which is www.ndfira.org.bw.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Back to you now.
Right, the time is 13:58, and in the next minute, let me just make a rundown that the Non-Bank Financial Institutions Regulatory Authority, NBFIRA, is undertaking a public education initiative to achieve the following objectives, which is to educate the public on its mandate, financial education, industry regulatory and supervisory development. It has been such a wonderful episode today as we were unpacking NBFIRA's mandate, understanding the size and scope of NBFI, and we did get a very comprehensive education from Mema Ntebele with regards to the regulatory and the supervisory approach. Take note that this initiative will be rolling in the next 3 months. Please do tune in every Tuesdays, actually fortnight Tuesdays. Take note that this show is powered by the Non-Bank Financial Institutions Regulatory Authority. If you seek to understand more, or you heard Mema Ntebele speaking to the guidelines, etc., please do get in touch with NBFIRA on the numbers which Melitola has just shared. Otherwise, it has been a very educative episode. It's a good afternoon from me, and a thank you to our guest today.
Have a great day. Thank you so much.
Good afternoon.
Thank you, Mel.
The Non-Bank Financial Institutions Regulatory Authority, NBFIRA, contributes to the financial stability of the local economy by regulating and supervising the non-bank financial institution sector, which comprises of the following industries: capital markets, insurance, medical aid, lending activities, retirement fund industries, as well as virtual asset service providers. NBFIRA fosters, amongst others, the safety and soundness of regulated entities, the reduction and deterrence of financial crime, as well as consumer protection. Join me now, Tessel, on The Business Crawl, the show that unpacks business, policy, investment opportunities, and trade on Gaps FM at 1330 hours to 1400 hours Central Africa time, powered by the Non-Bank Financial Institutions Regulatory Authority, NBFIRA.